Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pop a top again.
You're gonna know why this is a great song selection in a minute. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Got to go around the league. Brought to you by your local Honda dealer. Get a great feeling when you step into your new Honda at your local Honda dealer. Don't settle for less than a Honda. Pretty quickly here in the playoff front, the Cubs are white hot. They wrap up their series with the Diamondbacks today. They will be playing the Nationals starting tomorrow. The Nats have the day off elsewhere in the National League East. The Phillies are out west taking on the Angels. Marlins also idle after wrapping up their series with Washington. That is around the league. Brought to you by your local Honda dealer. So we were going to talk NFL, but just throw out the rundown because the break that just took place was one of my favorite moments in 106.7 The Fan history.
My God.
So here's what we'll do. We'll welcome on our program director, Chris Kinard, and the man who's going to be hosting Chad Dukes versus the World today. You know him as Chris Russo, Russell, the Rooster, all of these things, slash Arini. So they're both joining us now. CK, do you want to explain how this all happened, or do you want us to lead?
Why don't you lead that?
Okay.
I'm still recovering from it.
I come out of the studio right after the last segment, and someone comes up. Do you remember who it was that initially said that Russell was drinking a beer?
It was Thom.
Thom. So Thom comes over, and he goes, hey, you're not going to believe this. Slash just popped the top on the beer that was brought in right before his show starts. Well, yes, this is a different kind of workplace, but we're not allowed to just walk around drinking beer. So Russell comes out of, I look over and Russell's walking out of the studio like he's on a beach with a beer in his hand that's open, and he just takes a swig of it. And CK looks at him and puts his hand on his head like, what is he doing?
So casual, by the way.
And goes over there to talk to him. So what is your initial reaction, boss, when you see Russell just pop the top as if this is what happens?
Well, I'm in my office working, and I hear not just that Chris is drinking, but that he's drinking a cider. He's drinking not a beer. He's drinking a Bold Rock cider.
True.
Okay. So I walk over and I'm like, that can't be. He's about to host a 4.5 hour long radio show. And there's no reason for him to be drinking. It's not like a bit or anything. So I say, Chris, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I'm drinking a beer. I'm filling in for Chad Dukes. Chad Dukes drinks all the time during his show.
Wait a second.
I'm filling
but
in for Chad Dukes.
In fairness, did we not have the guys from the Capital Chili Cook-Off here presenting us with these wonderful presents?
Yeah, and I put mine in my fridge, and I'll take it home for later and drink it tonight when I get home.
I put the other five
I know this is radio, but let's all do this for Chris here. Raise your hand if you got beers from the guys at Capital Chili Cook-Off. Okay.
Five hands
our
went
boss,
up.
Tom, Brendan, me, and Danny are all in eyesight and blue shorts here, all raising our hands. Now, raise your hand if you've had a sip of that alcohol yet while you're at your job. Oh, wait, none of us have.
Chris, raise your hand.
It's been a long week, in fairness to the Rooster.
I know you've been covering the Redskins, and that's a big practice over there, apparently. But
that's a good point.
Yeah.
He's been used to throwing it down 21-300 Redskins Park Drive style. Okay, so Slashy pops the top. So what happens is, then you go in there to the room, where I'm now talking to Russell. I'm like, why are you drinking that? And he's like, it's been a long week.
It's Thirsty Thursday, man.
Uh-oh, you speak for a living, and you're drunk, and you're slurring your words around.
I had two sips, and then I knocked down half the damn bottle.
You want to take a run at that again? Thirsty Thursday? You want to try that again?
Say Bill Elliott and then the last four of your social. Actually, don't do that. All right, so what happened was CK is explaining to him why he shouldn't be drinking before he does his show, right?
Yeah.
He's in like the mid-sentence, he's going, well, here's the thing. And he's talking about why alcohol is not an ideal thing to be doing.
Sure. Before the show.
Yes. To which Russell, flailing his arms, is like, everyone drinks around. Blah, blah, blah. And he's flailing his arms around, and he knocks his beer over all over the floor in the Junkies TV studio. So he's basically, I don't want to say he's getting in trouble, but our boss is explaining to him why it was dumb of him to open the bottle of alcohol, to which Russell is making it seem like it's nothing can go wrong. As he knocks over the bottle of alcohol all over the floor. Is that how you saw it, CK?
That's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. All over the most important studio in this building that is on TV every day on Comcast Sportsnet, where we try to get through the day without anything technically going wrong in here, because it doesn't just affect us, it affects them too.
And it was on the table where the mics and stuff were, too. Not far from a computer.
But in fairness, it fell on the floor. So if there's an area that...
In fairness, you're about to host a 4.5-hour radio show.
I took one sip! One!
Were you only going to take one, and your plan all along was to spill it all over the floor, pour one out for your homies?
No. I was just going to take one sip and,
keep sipping.
Put it back in the refrigerator.
Why don't you show everyone how much is left?
Because most of it fell on the floor.
Where's the rest of it? Where's the rest
on the
of it?
Floor?
No, the
I mean, it's a good thing Cakes is not here this week. He's on vacation. So it won't affect anybody.
The cider not on the floor is being processed by your liver right now, correct?
I don't think, Russell, you get to do in all fairness, when you started off by drinking and then you dump the rest of it on the ground.
But my train of thought is, you know,
incorrect.
I have seen this occur many times. A couple of times, a few times around here, so I didn't think it was any big deal.
You've seen it on Thirsty Thursdays, or whatever you were trying to say it before.
You know, by the way, the Junkies have one drinking show a year.
Yes.
It's in December. It's around the holidays.
I also was in here in studio with Chad for 5 months last football season.
But did you ever see him drinking before his
time.
Show? Ever? In those 5 months?
Not before the show. No.
That's weird. Not before the show.
Okay, but boss... Why is he acting like every Wednesday? Am I missing a... I know Chad did the thing where the people came in and maybe he sipped it, but he wasn't just, like, drinking beers, hanging out before a show.
No, and we would always schedule those to be, like, 5 o'clock so that he could have a beer maybe, but it's the end of the show. He's not going to be getting hammered on the air.
And I'll also say this. Chad gets some good reps in. You know what I mean? Like, he's able to handle his booze maybe a little bit better, I don't know, than I would. I drink twice a year.
Really? You don't even drink
Corona
that much.
I'm hammered.
Right, a mile is not a big deal to a marathon runner.
One cider for 4.5% could get you buzzed a little bit.
I think you guys are basically calling me a lightweight, which is anything further from the truth.
Listen,
I mean,
I didn't slur Thirsty
Thursday. Anything further from the truth, which is a botched reference again. There is two
which
in
one couldn't
be segment.
Further from the truth.
I think there's only one solution. I think we need to bring all the beer in here, and Chris needs to drink the entire show.
Yes. A drinking show.
A drinking
yes.
show. A Chris, drinking the show. Chris Russell drinking show.
Can we have permission?
Starts in 5 minutes.
Can we do that?
Yes, I'm fine with that.
Yes! Wait a second. You guys are all yelling at me about having one sip.
But now
and now we're
going to
do a 4.5-hour drinking show?
Yes.
I'll call you an Uber.
Listen, the transition tag should come up. All sorts of things.
CK,
have your way.
CK already said I was going to talk about the transition tag for the first 2 hours.
This is my impression of the 5
right,
o'clock hour.
Way.
And those people who said the transition tag wasn't right, it's going to be nothing but him telling us how smart he was. At 5 o'clock. Remember that one day when he just went heel on all the listeners anyway? And he said, you're a bunch of morons, and I've got the microphone. You cut that promo. What was that about, Rainey?
It was about ground beef, wasn't it?
No, that's just something else I do.
So
I mean, there was a day last December where I told everybody, I know the truth, I know it all, and you don't know anything.
Right.
You don't know Jack, I believe was the quote.
I know not to spill cider on the ground.
I told you all that the Redskins were screwing this up 17 ways to Sunday, just like I've told you from day one when they put the stupid franchise tag on them to begin with.
Are you buzzing right now, Rainey?
No.
Are you going to do the drinking show?
No.
Why not? The boss wants you to.
I'm a professional.
A professional.
You're unprofessional. Let me be on the record that you are unprofessional at 1:45 p.m. this afternoon.
The spilled cider on the floor says otherwise.
My favorite moment of the entire thing, before even the spill happened, where CK was incredulous and goes, are you having a cider? And Russell had this look on his face like, that's what a weird thing to ask.
Yeah, he acted like he was saying, do you have a bottle of water in your hand?
What a bizarre question. He goes, yeah. Like, you know, in the very Russell way, like, yeah. Like, of course the answer is yeah.
Because
the fact that you're asking
I've
is weird.
I've seen this story play out before.
So you
Never,
don't think
not once.
Do you think it's weird?
The biggest sausage in the party. I should have probably asked, yes.
You want to ask me now?
Can I have a sip of hard cider?
Of course not. No. No. Because that's ridiculous.
Because that, by the way,
his poop don't stink?
Chris Kiner's first question to Chris Russell when he walked over to him was, yeah. Hey, you know there's alcohol in that, right? And Russell looks at him and
yeah?
goes, yeah.
So Russell's argument.
It's like, yeah.
Russell's argument is that other people do it too. Have you noticed that Grant and I don't have our childhood friends on to do a gambling segment once a week? You know what I mean? You know who can do that? The junkie. They've been on 21 years.
Different rules for different
folks,
man.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we all don't have the exact same set of protocols that we follow.
Looking forward to Jeff Howell calling in to tell me who he's putting money on this weekend. People are going to be really excited for him. It's going to be a good time.
So
I appreciate all of your support. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
So he's doing the tug at the heartstrings.
The biggest sausage in the party.
I'll be listening on my way home. Please drink. Do you want my Flying Dog lemon drop? I'll give you a couple.
I'll take some.
All right,
he was asking for lemony beer out there.
Okay.
Lemony or limey beer?
He likes Bud Light Lime. That's his favorite.
They make it for somebody. I know who.
Didn't you say that the beer aficionados were here and Russell walks up to him and says, do you guys have any Bud Light Lime?
That's pretty much what happened. Yep.
I've got 4.5 hours to do. Do you have any Bud Light Lime?
The craft beer festival is here promoting their festival, and he wants Bud Light Lime.
There's some sticky on the floor. I want to even that out by pouring some other stuff on the ground.
I got an idea, Reenie. How about I go down the street to the liquor store? We'll get you to do some shots around 2:15. Get you through your show. It's been a long week.
Redskin shooters.
What do you think?
Edward 40 hands.
Do a shot for every one-handed grab Pryor had in the end zone this week. What do you say?
I mean, whatever you guys want me to do.
We're proud of you, buddy.
Love you, pal.
Chris Russell at 2 o'clock. Oh, man. Grant and Danny, thanks for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.